Chris Fashionistas, our buddy Joan Lincoln.
Morning. It is peak wedding season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Invites just flood in your mailbox?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Please, yeah, flooded.
Just flooded.
Flooded.
Don't know what to wear? Okay. Well, I went to my first one of the season. Actually, it's going to be the only one of the season. But I had to fly into St. Louis. My brother's daughter got married. And so it was fun. It was, you know... they're from St. Louis, and then the groom's family's from Kansas City, and then the New Yorkers all flew in. And
wow.
Guess what we all wore?
Black. I have no idea.
Black?
Why?
But it's
I heard about this.
It's just a New York thing, I guess. Well, I shouldn't say we all wore it, but we all showed up like it's like we all called each other. Mm. And we said, okay, who's wearing what? Let's look the part for the pictures. It was either black, royal blue, navy, or gray. And
really?
And it's almost like we all coordinated this. It was the oddest thing.
What are you in mourning or what?
No, it's just a very chic silhouette to be wearing these days.
Okay.
Again, all right. I should say, you know, because it's back. But listen to this. Because of COVID, it's estimated there's going to be 2.5 million weddings this year.
Wow.
What's
the norm? Do you know what the norm is?
I don't know what the norm is, but that's the most since 1984.
Okay, so that's big.
Yeah,
people had put off getting married because of COVID, so now this year they're going to give it a shot.
Right, right. And not only going to give it a shot, but they're being like really, they're pushing the envelope as far as like wedding traditions and, and you know, the rules, so to speak. Okay. Now, my youngest daughter is getting married next year. And, you know, they're a little bit, they're a lot older than when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew nothing. About planning a wedding. And there was, you know, not the internet to help us or the not.com or whatever. But beachy weddings, of course, are a big hit.
Beachy? Beach weddings?
Beach weddings.
Yeah, beach weddings.
Mm-hmm. Outdoor venues.
Yep. It's probably because of the COVID, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, a lot of theme weddings. Again, they're pushing the envelope. So, you know, you got to pay attention to what the invite says as far as deciding.
Yeah, Tony, pay attention.
What you're
I will. If I get an invite in the mail, I'll let you know.
Pay
please
attention
do,
to it.
Please do. But the outdoor weddings, as far as fashion, you know, now block heels are becoming a big, you know, item because you don't want to fall into the grass.
You got it, Tony.
Make sure. Pay attention to your footwear, Tony.
Okay, yeah, block heels. That's good to know.
Yep, good
to know. How high should they be?
You still want to be able to dance. So,
okay.
And your feet not hurt by the end of the night.
Not hurt. Yeah. And you don't want to end up wearing a pair of, you know, $5 flip-flops. So let's pay attention, folks. Let's pay attention. There's lots of different options. But it was funny when we all showed up for the wedding in St. Louis. We looked at each other and we're like, okay, so we're the New Yorkers.
I guess the New Yorkers in this crowd, you're all wearing dark colors. You're wearing black. This you're all in mourning. So I got it. So beach weddings. Good. Okay, I like beach weddings.
And colorful weddings. They're saying,
yes,
you know,
as it should be.
Let's bring it fun and happy. And that's why we did a splash of royal blue at the St. Louis wedding.
Very
all
nice.
All right.